Happy Halloween. Hey, what's up, guys? I know that intro was corny as hell, but I wanted to do something for Halloween. Guys, it is October 30th, 2020, and I've been reading an article from emcsecurity.com, and it's an article that, you know, the question in the article was whether or not violent crime or crime of any kind actually spike on the day of Halloween. And the general consensus of the article that I can see is that yes, it does. It's in the article, I'm not going to directly quote it here, but in the article it does say that, you know, the number one crime that does spike on Halloween by like 24 or 25% is vandalism or petty crime. It does say that alcohol-related crimes such as property damage and vehicle accidents also spike in the realm of 20 to 30%. Violent crime, it said there was also an increase in. I don't remember having a number for that. But today's podcast is going to be an episode on exactly how to keep you safe while still maintaining and enjoying the liveries that are Halloween night. So with that, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee and we are going to jump into what I think you need to do to be best prepared for the worst case scenario on Halloween night while still enjoying it. Because guys, at the end of the day, like, yeah, we can be like hyper vigilant and like super like situationally aware and tactically dynamic with the tactical landscape. We can do all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if you don't enjoy Halloween as it is, like, what's the point? There has to be a balance. You got to be situationally aware. That's number one. That's obvious. But you got to also still enjoy what you're doing. So when we come back, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks and what I think you need to do on how to not only cover your ass, but not asp, I am not active self-protection, but cover your ass on Halloween night and still enjoy Halloween night. So I'm gonna grab a cup of coffee, you should too, and we'll jump right into this. Be right back. Alright guys, and we are back. I hope you enjoyed the break. Got you a cup of coffee, probably paused the podcast for a while to go do some dishes or something Monday, and I'm sure either way, I'm glad you guys are back. So, the first thing that I want to go over today is something that's, you know, kind of been on my mind. Because I know that there's a lot of parties, there's a lot of livery surrounding Halloween, and that's great. But as defensive tacticians, personal protection practitioners, whatever you want to call it, it's a good idea for us to abstain from alcohol as much as possible. Like, I'm not saying you can't drink, because you still got to enjoy some shit. I get it. But I would not overindulge. Personally, I'm going to limit myself to one or two the entire night, and that's going to be about it. So that's the first thing, because I mean, like the article said, emcsecurity.com article said that alcohol-related crimes and accidents tend to increase around this night, like they do about every other holiday. So that is one bullet point that I wanted to bring home to you guys. Just keep it in the back of your noodle. Try to, you know, make sure you know yourself better than I do. Just kind of make sure you're watching that, keeping an eye on that, and that way everybody can go home safely. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is avoid largely crowded areas. I mean, statistically, we know that, you know, large crowds attract people that are trying to get something for free. So if you don't want your stuff stolen out of your purse, and costumes make it hard to, like, you know, carry anything anyway. But if you're trying to avoid that aspect, I would try to avoid as many large crowds as humanly possible. Now, I know with coronavirus, there's a lot of social distancing statutes that are out there that aren't really good, probably aren't going to be really enforced. Like, to be honest with you, there's just not enough people to do that. But so the large crowds are going to exist on Halloween. I get that, but I would try to avoid them as much as humanly possible. That's just kind of my bag. So they said that in the article in emcsecurity.com, and again, they're not paying me to say this. It's just a really cool article that I read that I found on the internet, and it had some good information in it, because they've done the research and they did cite their sources. So there's that. The number one crime was property crime that they found, vandalism, which, you know, hey, that's people running around breaking other people's shit. So just be aware of that, because that could turn into a real bad situation if you walk up on somebody who's vandalizing somebody's property. They get caught, they get spooked, they do something crazy. We don't know. Nobody knows. Just be aware of that, and you should be okay. Next thing, tools of the trade don't go away just because it's Halloween. And this is the point that I'm going to bring in personally. So what's that mean? Well, your basic EDC that you walk out with every day, whether that's a gun, knife, medical, all that stuff, like whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you, just because it's Halloween does not mean that you can leave that at the house. That's not what that means. You gotta have that stuff on you. You gotta have your tools with you to work on anything. So, I mean, yeah, I get it that every problem you're gonna come into probably doesn't need bullets, but I'm not leaving the house without it. Major medical is a thing. It's gonna be cold on Halloween, especially where I'm at. So dress in layers. So hot hands are great. Regulate that body temperature so you don't get too cold. There's a lot of bad things that can happen when the body gets too cold. So I would plan for that accordingly. So I mean, basically that's just a basic quick rundown of what we got going on when it comes to Halloween. Don't go stupid places with stupid people and do stupid shit. Don't vandalize anybody's property. If you see somebody vandalizing somebody's property, do not intervene. Call the police. Don't drink and drive. Try to avoid large crowds as much as possible. And other than that, man, enjoy the evening. Keep your kit on you. Emergency medical, boo-boo band-aid kits, hot hands, knife, gun, whatever your bang is. And enjoy the evening. Yeah, that's really all I had to say about that. But if you guys got any questions, concerns, comments, rude snide remarks, call me an asshole, I don't care. You can leave me a message on Anchor. You can comment on the Facebook page, which I'm going to post this to. Find me on YouTube. I'm on there now, too. If you want to become a supporter, that would be great. You can go as little as $1 a month. Perfect. If that's your bang, the support link's in my bio. That is all I had for Halloween. You guys be safe. Enjoy the evening. Scare the shit out of some people. Whatever. But do it safely and respectfully, please. All right, guys. Well, that's me. This is Justin, Presidium Edge. I'll see y'all down the road. Have a good day.